Valerie Brown Kuchera brings us Little Spouse on the Prairie, the show where she pokes affectionate fun at her husband, her kids, her home, and her rural life, even though she loves them all fiercely, maybe a little too fiercely.
As the classes I am both teaching and taking wind down this semester, I find myself so busy that I'm neglecting my husband. Guilt plagues me. In an attempt to assuage some of it, I have taken to typing in bed. That way, I am spending quality time with Joel in one of his favorite spots. Now that Joel has retired, he's taken on some projects of his own, one of which is watching all 8 seasons of
The Andy Griffith Show.
No.
They call it Shazam.
There are 249 episodes of Joel's favorite sitcom, and he's only seen them 5 times apiece. So, this rewatching is important to his understanding of the philosophy and symbolism of Mayberry. Feet crossed and propped on a pillow, laptop on his belly, head reclined on several more pillows, Joel is able to fully appreciate the intricate nuances of Barney Fife's character and Gomer Pyle's moral and theoretical revelations.
Hijack! Shazam!
Joel has been only too happy to have my company while he watches the shows, headphones in so as not to disturb my work. On the first night, we tried this new and exciting bedroom activity. I was determined to accomplish a lot. Now, listeners might remember that Joel has suffered a bit of hearing loss as he's aged, so he has to turn the volume on his headphones way up in order to understand the show's dialogue. This is convenient for me because I am then able to hear every word Sheriff Taylor has to say. And unlike Joel, I've only seen the 249 episodes twice apiece. Joel isn't aware that he follows the same behavioral sequence throughout each 30-minute episode.
It was nothing but a decoy.
Joel was a talented basketball player, and he still understands the importance of mental rehearsal and following strict, repetitive protocols for success. I'm pretty sure that these routines make it possible for Joel to grasp at the deeper theoretical implications of Opie's rights.
I made a double batch this time. You like my pickles so much. 16 jars.
10 minutes into the installment, I believe it was the Aunt B pickle episode, Joel took a sip of Dr. Pepper. Now, up to this point in my life, I'm not sure I understood what drinking a beverage when lying on one's back sounded like. I think I may have used this comparison before, but the sound resembled my dad's honey wagon, which, for those of you who don't know, is a giant vacuum for suctioning excrement out of a cesspit. The sip was followed by a soft, but long, burp. Then he chewed the ice that had followed the drink into his mouth. A few moments later, apparently as the beverage made its way through Joel's body, his stomach gurgled. Then he snickered. Now, I wouldn't have thought a thing about the incident, except for that the sequence repeated itself in exactly the same order at intervals of 3 minutes. I timed it. I'm not making this up. Manure suction slurp, long soft belch, crunching of ice, stomach gurgle, snicker. We had gone through 4 complete cycles before we kicked into the sniffling. Now, when Andy and Barney replaced Aunt Bee's horrible kerosene-flavored pickles with store-bought ones, Joel gets emotional. I mean, one can hardly blame the poor guy. Every time Joel watches these gems, he experiences again the agony of those characters trying to protect Aunt Bee's tender feelings while also avoiding the fate of having to eat those disgusting pickles. The dramatic conflict is the stuff of despair, people. Joel is a man who has fine-tuned his own bodily functions to the point that they involuntarily mesh with art. Following a protocol down to a fraction of a second, my fragile ego cannot work next to that kind of genius. I'm going to have to return to the home office for my next typing session.
Little Spouse on the Prairie airs at this same time each week. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Valerie Brown Kuchera, with production assistance by Angie Hafley and music by Kelly Wirtz. More Little Spouse on the Prairie episodes can be found online at hppr.org under the Programs tab.
Have a great week.